Welcome to episode 12 from Stories from the VO Booth. I'm your host, voiceover trainer and voiceover talent, Tina Zaremba. Today we're talking with brand creator, VO manager, and author of Voiceover Achiever, Celia Siegel. I think you're going to get a lot out of hearing about why Celia wrote her book and why she feels to attain VO success, you must be branded. Let's get to it. Hi, Celia Siegel.
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I want to dive right in to, talking about you, but your book, Voiceover Achiever, Brand Your VO Career, Change Your Life. I read it. I got a lot out of it. And I want to start off by asking, how did you even discover that branding was the missing link for VO success?
I've always been so curious about the feeling that you get when your surroundings are right. Mm-hmm. It's been so obvious to me how people express themselves better when they have the right stuff around them, the right outfit. When I became an agent, right out of college, it just fascinated me why some people made so much money and some people had to, work at Barnes & Noble, or, this was before Starbucks, but, people who couldn't get their careers off the ground. And what I noticed was that the people who killed it were really good at branding and expressing themselves, or they had people around them who knew how to talk about them. So as an agent, I was like, how do I sell this person? And it was always so obvious to me that you branded them. It's just the way my brain works, I guess.
Why do you feel like now more than ever, talent needs to be branded?
I've been doing this since the very late 80s. Mm-hmm. Back then, there were a handful of voice talent in each city servicing each city's set of advertising agencies doing all the voiceover work. And all this applies to on camera and stuff as well, but, we're sure. Talking voiceover. And it's just exploded. The secret is out. People want to be voiceover talent. They see that it's this amazing, lucrative, expressive career if they can play their cards right and win big at it. So I think it's the most genius way to stand out in the crowd amongst, maybe as many as, 5,000 people just like you. They're real similar. They're not just like you. You're unique. So it's a way to capture attention. It's a way to flirt with the advertising industry, to woo people. It's a way to harness your charisma, which, it's like being a politician. Like, who wins? It's the charismatic ones, So it's just a way to express yourself and connect.
What's the biggest challenge you find with talent when you partner with them in helping them create their brand?
Definitely, hands down, the biggest challenge is fear of showing your true self. So I do a lot of exercises in here about how others see you and why you get the job. So it's a 360 degree, I don't know if you've read Sally Hogshead's Fascination Advantage, I think it's called. And it's about, not what you want to sell about yourself, but how does the world see you? So your brand is how you feel about yourself, but it's also about how your peers see you. And of course, how the advertising agencies see you, or how the buyer sees you, how your agents see you. My only challenge branding people is if they don't want to be honest about who they are. And it's really about perfectionism. And we all face it. But in order to truly connect with our peers and our industry, you have to be flawed. You have to show your flaws. So when people try to brand themselves as the perfect person, it's so boring. It's so uninteresting. And it's a lie. So people just brush right past it. It will get you nowhere. And I have had a few clients, and I talk about this in my book, where you're just at that place where you want to seem perfect because you feel like that's the key. That's the ticket to winning big. And the ticket to winning big is being vulnerable.
Your exercises in here are the bomb. So many, so many golden exercises, from creating a brand Pinterest board. I think that's awesome. I love vision boards though. To thinking of one person you're selling to and write a paragraph describing them in detail. I thought that was great. To the three-step biz plan.
Is there one particular exercise you see as like the most important? And if so, why?
The ones that I find most helpful when I'm branding somebody, it's to pay attention to what you like, the brands that you like. And it could be people, celebrities, friends. There are these keys to your brand. So for example, I love Apple. You know, I love the innovation, the what's next, the simplicity, the hardcore business edge to that. And then when I look at myself and my business and what I aspire to do for my clients, those traits come in there and I can be like, oh, that's why I'm attracted to it, because that's what I aspire to be. So in my brand, do that. You know, and I could go on and on about all the brands I love, and it always points back at me. And I find that that's true for you guys too. You know, why do you love Anthropology? Even if you don't wear those clothes, if they're too busy, but you're so attracted to that aesthetic, well, what does that say about you and your voice and your ideology about the world? So I find gold there. You know, just go and pay attention, walk around with your brand journal and pay attention to what you like. And then I also love asking others why they hire you or why they like your voice and tricking them into giving you copy about yourself. So, you know, we work with all these smart actors and producers and, you know, writers and creators. So, you know, just be like, hey, I just read this book. Sorry, this is so dorky. I can't believe I'm even asking you this, but I'm just going to go with it. Will you listen to my demo? And what does it make you think of? Don't edit. Sometimes somebody says something about you and that's your tagline. Like they write it so eloquently and so simply, you're like, oh, that's it. And you get that feeling of like, bingo.
You could even use that as a potential testimonial too.
Absolutely, which is so important for your marketing and your brand. Yeah. Here's why other people really are well served by me, and it builds trust.
So on page 94, you write, you need to be intentional about who you reach out to, about the work you want to book, about creating relationships, and so on. I so appreciated that reminder. And I'm just curious, what would you say to talent that says, but Celia, I just want to work?
I would say that I understand that as an actor, you're trained to play many roles, but it's like any business. Like when I was writing my book, I had so many people say, why are you writing this book to voiceover actors? You should be writing a branding book for the masses. You'll sell so many books. And just to be disciplined enough to say, no, I'm an expert in voiceover branding. So I know that the more specific I get in who I'm talking to, the more people I'll attract to me and the more fun my job will be. So it's the same thing for you guys. Like to say, I just want to work. I want any job. That feels really different than I love audiobooks. I want to make your book, your baby, shine in the world. And that is my passion. I am a narrator. I love the English language. It's musical to me. Rather than I need to make $500 today.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So just to figure out what you're the very, very best at, what's most fun, you know, the combination of what you like the best mixed with the combination of what you get hired to do most and getting really intentional. It's that whole 80-20 rule. You know, put 80% of your effort towards the 20% of the people who are going to give you money and you build faster.
I do find there's a little bit of a fear like, well, what if I'm hindering a potential opportunity by saying I'm the commercial Procter & Gamble mom?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. We call that love the one you're with. So you're allowed to love many different genres, but in your branding, in your marketing, you put your blinders on, and when you want to rocket in promo, you're talking to the promo producers. You're not sending them your commercial demo. You know, it's very different. So each genre has a different style, a different aesthetic. So it's not that you have to pick that you're only going to be a narrator or you're only doing commercials or you're only doing promos, but you should put most of your marketing effort and your messaging and your brand story into the thing you like the best. It doesn't mean you're shutting off the other stuff. You still get to take that work, but it's about focus and taking control of your bottom line, making a business plan, figuring out how much money you want to earn. And how does that look if I'm just doing eBooks? How does that look if I'm playing the commercial lottery? And then you can add another thing that you're doing.
So how does, when talent works with you, how long is the commitment usually?
So I do a 3-month commitment.
Okay.
During which time we create the brand. We work really hard on creating a business plan, which will include where are we focusing. And then we chunk that into the calendar for 3 months and get all of those goals done. So I'm your accountability boss, you know, so be that, you know, honing in on the right agent relationships, you know, cleaning up your demos, getting your website done, all of that, getting your business packaged up together and then launching that brand that we've created and educating the world about your voice. So 3 months is really enough time to create the brand, create the plan, implement the plan, and start your marketing campaign. So that's my main way that people work with me. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of my clients, you know, if it's a good fit, just stay with me as their manager and marketer. So, I mean, I've got people that I've worked for decades, you know, that we just like have a good thing going and we just keep it going.
And then, and with that, you look to help them get more work in the lane that they're focused in?
Mm-hmm. Or all the lanes that they're focused in to the right percentages, you know? So, yep, we always go back to that business plan. You know, you can have it all, but just not at the same time sometimes. So yes, we know exactly what they want and try to help get them exposure in those places.
I love that you work with people on a business plan. I'm telling you, when I got into this business in 2001, I wish someone that would said to me, you know, this is a business, treat it like a business, and here's how your business plan. And just because this is a business, now more than ever with talent having to get work on their own and not, you know, depend solely on their agents, you need to have some sort of strategy in place.
Absolutely. And it's pretty amazing. You can find anybody. Marketing is pretty magical. You know, if you've got a great brand, great demos, a great message, you can connect with anybody in the world.
What would you say to talent that's intimidated by the word branding? Because I've always to be very nervous when I hear the word branding, like, oh God, you know, I don't have a business background. I can't do that.
You know, I think you guys should be behind the microphone creating great art, but you can get help. You know, it's why I wrote this book and I tried to make it really fun. I worked really hard to make it palatable for people like you who are like, oh gosh, really? I have to be an engineer. I have to be a, you know, writer, engineer, marketer. Now I have to have a brand. You know, I have to be super talented and have an amazing instrument. So it can just feel like one more hurdle. It's not that hard. It's about expressing you, and you're already here with us. So that's my big message is it's not like, oh, what do you want? What do you want me to be? I'm going to go be that for you. It's like, this is me, take it or leave it. And here, I'm going to make it really easy for you to understand who I am, and I'm going to win all of the work that is my work.
So how can people find you, learn more about you, and connect?
So I am on Twitter, LinkedIn, and people can email me or go to my website, celiasiegel.com. I do a free 15-minute consultation if anybody wants to meet me and take a peek at their brand. So yeah, I'm super excited to meet new people and connect. So connectable.
Awesome. I will link to your website and everybody. Celia's book is Voice Over Achiever, Brand Your VO Career, Change Your Life. Order it on Amazon. I did. I read through it. I did all the exercise. I was a good girl. I highly, highly recommend it. And I thank you for taking it.
Aw, Tina, thanks for having me. This was so fun to talk to you.
Likewise. And I will see you shortly in VO Atlanta.
Yeah, I'll see you at VO Atlanta.
Stories from the VO Booth is produced at Lotus Productions in New York. Special thanks to producer and editor Sam Ufret. Stay tuned next week for episode 13, where I'm talking with producer Lori White.
Lori's been in the industry for over 25 years and is going to share about the shifts she's seen in the broadcast industry, what she thinks makes VO talent stand out, and more. And a reminder, you're invited to take part in my free 5-day VO challenge. Go to tinazaremba.com/challenge to learn more and sign up. Until next time, here's to owning our voices.